to have some fun. "You can count this one of the better perks of clerking," Guinness puffed a bit. He was out of shape, the result of his long recovery. With a new hip, he now had as much metal in his body as your average robot. Aranda, 6 feet and slender, looked at him, smiled, the kind of expression Guinness might have expected from the son he never had. His only regret was that Aranda had not been on staff in the same year as Tricia Scott, the surrogate daughter he'd had as a clerk the year before. Aranda was the kind of man Tricia needed, not that fraud, Scarborough, a counterfeit intellectual addicted to self-promotion. Guinness spit into his dive mask and worked it around. The whisper of a smile lingered on his lips as he considered what was about to happen. "You're sure you're up to this?" Aranda interrupted the reverie. "First time in open water since the surgery. You should take it easy. That's what the doctor said. Go slow." "I'm fine, and the doctor isn't here. Just try to keep up." Guinness pulled the strap behind his head and dropped the mask over his face. He mouthed the snorkel, took a few deep breaths, then launched himself headfirst into deeper water. He was stiff as a board. The muscles in his legs ached from lack of exercise. He had tried to stay fit all his life. With hardly an ounce of fat, he was as sinuous and wiry as in his youth. It was true that many of his generation, given the advances in medicine, genetics, and the new drugs, might well live past 100. And, given the political knife's edge, what passed for balance on the court these days, there were members of Congress who prayed daily for judicial immortality. Visibility in the clear water made it seem as if he were looking through air, infinite. Large, oval masses of brain coral loomed up from the bottom as Guinness glided over them, flicking the fins on his feet, his arms trailing along at his sides, like flying in a liquid sky. A small camera in a sealed plastic case hung from a cord around his right wrist. He snapped pictures as he went, stopping to catch coral growths, some angelfish, and at one point, the smiling face and large eyes of Alberto Aranda peering out through his dive mask. 100 yards out, 3 massive mooring platforms anchored to the bottom marked their path of travel. They had gotten detailed directions to the sunken tug from the dive shop on the jetty. As they swam between the first 2 mooring platforms, the bottom dropped away. Guinness floated through a mass of bubbles rising to the surface, then saw 2 divers beneath him, their tanks emitting used air from the regulators. It was difficult to tell how deep the divers were. The magnification caused by the clear water played funny tricks with depth perception. It looked as if Guinness could reach out and touch them, but the 2 figures appeared to be in miniature. Guinness knew they were farther down than they looked from the surface, perhaps 30 feet, maybe more. As he passed the 3rd mooring platform, the surface began to take on the undulations of the sea. They were now approaching the point of land where the inlet to the lagoon poured into the open sea. Here the water was rougher. Curling white ribbons of froth capped some of the waves. The afternoon trade winds were kicking up. Guinness struggled against the current as the neglected long muscles of his legs burned. Still, he pushed himself. It was the only way to full recovery, and Guinness was determined to recover all his former strength and agility. At his age, he knew that anything conceded was gone forever. He lifted his head from the water, dropped his feet, and did a slow pirouette looking for Aranda. He didn't see him. He put his face back into the sea, scanning beneath the surface. As he did, seawater entered the open end of his snorkel. Guinness panicked. He struggled to keep it from entering his mask as he coughed up salt water. For an instant, the cold, irrational hand of dread gripped him. Ever since he first started diving, he had learned that fear, particularly the blind fear of quick panic, was the deadliest killer in deep water, far more lethal than sharks or any other natural predator. And the only antidote was self-control. If you wanted to stay alive, you had to fight it, master it, as he did now. He cleared the water in the snorkel's tube and looked around again. There was still no sign of Aranda, but no reason for concern. Aranda was a strong swimmer. He knew what he was doing in the water. They had become separated, that was all, a common enough occurrence in open water. Guinness regrouped. Rather than remove his mask in the chop of the sea, he cleared it by blowing air out through his nose, holding the top of the mask to his forehead. He placed his face back in the water to test the seal and to see if Aranda...